John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
If you don't have plans for tonight or tomorrow night, let me suggest you go see this gentleman. He will be performing at the Howie Mandel Comedy Club at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. And the first time since when, Dave?
2013.
Since 2013 that he was in the studio. It's been five long years, Greg Warren. It's been five long years since you've been in here. And it is so glad. I'm so glad to see you
It's
once
great
again.
To see you guys, man.
It's great to see you, too. I mean, it's just, you know, and why haven't you been here? What has been going on in here?
I don't know, man. I need to talk to my agent about that.
Well, from what I understand, now the last time you were here, you were living in New York.
And
now you moved back home to St. Louis?
Well,
it's centrally located for getting around the country. You got that going for you.
It's where I grew up. It's where my family is. I loved New York, but it was... I mean, you guys obviously have been. There's crazy people...
In New York?
Yeah, I mean, like, in St. Louis, there's crazy people. Usually, you're in a car and they're not. Whereas, like,
You got to share in New York, right?
You got to share. Like, the last week I was there, this lady just walked in the subway and she started singing. She was not a singer.
Okay.
This was her song. All I want for Christmas is a fish sandwich. All I want for Christmas is a fish sandwich. All I want for Christmas. I was like, come on, lady. We're in public here. Guess what song has been stuck in my head for the last 3 years? I can't get that woman should not be homeless. She's a hit maker. Okay, like she may be one of the greatest lyricists of our time. I've heard 11 Taylor Swift songs. I don't know the words. I know all the words to fish sandwich. And guess what? Nobody's wondering what to get her for Christmas. You know that one woman that rides a train? I wanted to get her a gift, but I just don't know what. Dude, she wants a fish sandwich. You got to listen to the lyrics. You're getting caught up in the beat, man. Here's New York. This is New York. My impression of New York. I got some luggage when I was there.
Okay.
I got one of those, like, roller bags.
Yeah, sure.
Canal Street?
Yeah, of course. That you pull behind you, right. And the handle broke off.
Right.
So I had to pick it up, and I had to carry it. And I was walking through the city, and I passed this guy, and he goes, hey, it's got wheels. You don't have to carry it. He thought I was that dumb, and he was that smart. Like in his head, he was like, I see things that other people don't see. I have a gift. I got to share the gift. He said that. He said, it's got wheels. I said, thanks, man. I didn't know what those things were for. This is going to make riding my bicycle a lot easier. One day I walked outside, and there was this guy out there, and he's just yelling at this cab driver. Hey, pal, that's a lady. She's a lady. You get out, you open the door for her. She's a lady. I don't know how they do things in your country. He said that. Right. He combined racism and chivalry. He was, I guess, a chival racist. I never met one before. I assume he came up during the civil rights movement, but I don't know. It was a different time back then. I don't know.
Now, the last time you were here, you did a bit that Dave and I were talking about. And to this day, if I hear this bit, and we've run it a couple of times in best of specials,
you did a
bit about eating alone in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And to this day, if I hear that bit, I laugh just as loud as I did the first time I heard it. It's one of those bits that we talk about, right, and have been talking about for years. So
I still have
restaurant
ongoing battles with the restaurant. My latest, I don't like it. I don't like it when they tell you how many sides you can have.
Uh-huh.
I go to a place like, hey, I'll take this salmon and I want a baked potato and I want a, sir, you only get one side. I get however many sides I say I get. Like, I'm a grown man, all right? I decide the sides. I'm the side decider. I know I don't look like I got a lot of money, but I can afford some sides, all right? Here's a 50. You keep the sides coming. I want them all. I want them all twice. I want a baked potato twice, and I'm not talking about a twice baked potato. I'll make it rain sides up in here. I want rice pilaf, and between me and you guys, I don't know what rice pilaf is. I really don't. I went to 5 different restaurants and I ordered rice pilaf, and it was different at every restaurant. Completely different. I Googled it. I looked it up. Very loose definition. From what I can tell, rice pilaf is rice with anything else you want to put in it. Anything. You know how sometimes you drop your phone in the toilet and you got to put it in rice to dry it out?
All right.
Technically, that's rice pilaf. That's rice pilaf. It is. That's a pilaf. It is. I think pilaf, the definition, that word just means and whatever. You know, and whatever. Like, I'm not the most careful dresser. I put on these jeans and then, you know, some shirts. So my wardrobe is, what do you wear, Greg? I wear a jeans pilaf. That's what I wear. Yeah. yeah.
So what's it like living back in your hometown? After all those years in New York.
It's great, man. Uh-huh. It's I love it. I'm close to all my family. But I'm away, you know, still 200 days a year. So.
All right. Now, what's it like hooking up with old friends?
It's great, man.
Yeah.
I see him. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's nice because I think you and I were talking before, you know, I spend most of my life around people about 20 years younger than me, mm-hmm. a bunch of comics. And, you know, when you see your friends, you're like, yeah, we don't have to pretend. I know exactly how old you are. he's some girl that you were, you know, went to high school with. I don't have to pretend like I think you're 20 years younger than me. And we both look awful.
You are centrally located, being in St. Louis. It's a great hub for some airline.
I mean, I'll drive a lot, but if I have a lot of gigs in the Midwest.
Okay.
And I belong in the Midwest. I think it's I don't know. I was in Iowa recently and you know, sounds like a stereotype, but there were a lot of farmers in the crowd.
Okay.
And I asked this guy, I go, hey, what do you farm? And he goes, beans. And I said, like green beans? And the whole place started laughing at me like I was the dumbest person.
He thinks we go green beans in Iowa. Oh, that's a good one there, green bean. Green beans in Iowa. This fella is a comedian.
It was soybeans, all right? It was soybeans. I didn't know, all right? By the way, green beans, that's not that ridiculous of an answer. That's a real food. I've eaten them before. I didn't say jelly beans, all right? I said a real food. I don't know what the crops look like. I don't know one plant from another plant. I mean, I know corn. Don't get me wrong. I know corn.
You have to in Iowa.
Yeah, I do. And corn, well, apparently you're supposed to know soybeans, too. But, I mean, I could pick corn out of a lineup. I just feel like, you know, you should be nice to people when they don't know something, especially if they're a guest in your community. I live in the suburbs of St. Louis. I hope one of those farm guys comes to the suburbs sometime. Maybe I won't be so nice to him. You know, I'll take him to do some, you know, suburb stuff or whatever. I'll take him to like the Texas Roadhouse or something. He'll be like, where's the bowl for the peanut shells? You throw them on the floor, dummy. Ha, 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 ha. You stupid bean picker. You don't know what to do in the suburbs, you hayseed. Ha, 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 ha. So I told that story recently in another farm community, I guess, somewhere in the Midwest. I think it was Illinois. And this lady comes up to me after the show and she goes, hey, don't feel bad about the beans. She goes, I'm a farmer. She goes, I met this guy the other day. He didn't know the difference between field corn and sweet corn. What a dummy. You guys know how I said earlier that I knew corn?
Yeah.
I don't. There's two different kinds. I was like, yeah, two kinds. There's on the cob and
not
on the cob. No, it's field and sweet. So field corn is like what they grind up and they make into some sort of cornmeal, and they feed it to the cows and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, that's actually most of the corn that they grow. Sweet corn is what we eat. And it's pretty simple because field corn is grown in a field, whereas sweet corn is grown in a field. So it makes perfect sense, you know. And I was at this, I went to this restaurant in Iowa, and on the on the menu, it said, we make our own ketchups. They were bragging about their home. I've never gone to a place, you know, seeking out their ketchups. Honestly, between us, I don't know. I don't think I knew that ketchup was made. I think I thought it was an element. I thought that was K on the periodic table. It turns out that's potassium, which makes no sense. There's not a K in that word. Now you're going to tell me RA is not for ranch? Whatever. Why don't you take a science class or something? And I tried, John, I tried the ketchup, and it was better. Their homemade ketchup, it was not good. Now, granted, it might have been field ketchup, but I don't know.
Greg Warren is appearing tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Howie Mandel Comedy Club in the Hard Rock Casino in Atlantic City. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. Please do not make us wait 5 years
Absolutely.
Before you come back.
I promise.
Greg Warren, our guest. We'll be back right after this.